Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the CTF Football Podcast. I'm your host, Connor Kate, CTF Football, and I'm joined by my co-host today.
Why no sports, or Anthony? Oh, man, I just dropped everything. All right, we're good. That's a good way to start. Hello.
It is great. It is sort of a fitting, seeing as the whole AFC is going to be chaos this year. You see the transition. He's unbelievable with the transition. And you know what? What?
Mac Jones sucks. Mac Jones is like a bottom 12 QB in the AFC. Oh my goodness, the Giants game's on ESPN. That's exciting. What?
So the worst quarter. So you're saying he's the worst one?
Bottom three. One of.
One of. I think we should start with, once again, like we did last time, the conference. What do you think that one is?
The least interesting one?
Yeah.
You said?
The AFC South? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even it's then, not that's not good. Like a terribly non-interesting division.
Yeah, that's true. You're not wrong.
Who we start with?
What are your thoughts? Let's start with the Texans. What do you think about the Texans?
I think the Texans are an interesting one to me because I don't know how I feel about Davis Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Still feel like he could be all right, but don't really know for sure. Their offense sucks. Their defense kind of sucks. So they're not going to be good, but I think they might have some few interesting players this year that could end up being good. So, yeah, I mean, they're not going to be a good team at all. They're winning, like, maybe 5-6 games, but you know what? It's Brandon Cooks versus the world, pretty much, and I'm here for that.
Yeah,
you're right. I want him in fantasy. He's going to be good.
I want to get a shout-out out of the way real quick. Shout-out to Kevin Hogan. Didn't know he was on this team. One of the many starters from the Browns team that went winless.
Kevin Hogan is on that team because his – girlfriend's on TikTok, and I saw that TikTok about him.
Weird. I like Nico Collins. I don't think he played much last year, but he was a stud at Michigan. Of course, I like Brandon Cooks. Like John Metchie, that was a good draft pick. Larry Tunsil, of course, one of the best tackles in the league. Kenyon Green, they drafted in the first round. Titus Howard has a lot of potential, but he has not been good in his first two seasons. Brevin Jordan, they drafted last year. I don't remember how good he played last year, but I'm sure he was fine. Davis Mills, weirdly, was probably the second best rookie quarterback last season. I think that's fair to say.
Could you imagine being named? What was the dude's name that you said? Titus something.
Titus Howard.
Yeah, imagine being named that.
Why?
Because that's a bad name.
Titus Howard. How's it a bad name?
Titus. I don't know. I don't like it.
I know somebody named Titus.
I don't.
Yeah, Davis Mills was actually kind of good last season. Bad. I think Daniel Pierce just sort of take over a lot of the running back duties. And defensively, you got a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of nothing. They drafted Christian Harris. They drafted Jalen Petrie. They drafted Derek Stingley. Possibly all those are going to be their best players on defense this year. That's not good. That's not good.
No, it's not.
Hey, they have Jalen Reeves-Maven. There's the shout-out. I love Jalen Reeves-Maven. He's great. Ross Blacklock's on this team. Cool, I guess.
I like Ross Blacklock.
Imagine being named Ross. No, I don't know. Desmond King is also on this team, but he's old. So, we'll see.
Desmond King is old?
Yeah.
How old is Desmond King?
Desmond King, I'm going to say about 31.
Is he really?
I would think so. Let me look.
No way he's more than 28.
He is. Oh, he's 27. What?
Yeah, there's no way Desmond King is that old.
Why is he so? Why is he not the number one corner on this team then?
Because he's bad.
But he's not bad, though.
He wasn't particularly great last year. He's not terrible. I actually like Desmond King. But, I mean, I've seen better corners, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't be surprised if they traded him.
Yeah, probably. I don't really know who they wouldn't trade on that team, to be fair.
Blake Cashman, any relation to the Yankees owner? Don't know.
What's that running back's name again that they drafted who I actually think is going to be good?
Damian Pierce.
Yes, him. He might be good.
Where'd you go to college? Go.
Florida.
Yes, that's true. You're right.
Did he actually?
Yeah, he went to Florida.
Okay, I must have known that somehow and just like happened to remember because there's no way I would have just guessed that.
Yeah, there's no way. They play the Colts, Broncos, Bears, Chargers, Texans. Or they are the Texans.
They play the Texans?
Yeah. Jaguars.
Can't Raiders, lose that one.
Titans, Eagles, Giants, Commanders, Dolphins, Cowboys, Chiefs, Titans, Jaguars, Colts. Not an easy schedule, but not the worst. They have an easy win in there, a couple easy wins. I would say probably 4 wins.
if they get lucky, they can get 4 or 5, yeah.
This seems not very good, for sure.
Great.
Let's talk about they bore me, so I want to get them over with.
Titans are y'all, yeah. Okay, so I'll go. Tannehill sucks. I've always disliked Tannehill since he took the comeback player of the year award away from Jimmy G in 2019. That made me very mad. Jimmy deserved that. I will stand by that every day of my life.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I know. Derrick Henry's great. Treylon Burks is the wide receiver one. Or is it Robert Woods? One of the two.
It's Robert Woods.
Well, that's also not good either. There's tight end. I don't even know who the tight end is. Firkser? Did they? Okay, so also not good. Not much good about this team, to be honest. I would not be surprised if they won, like, 6 games. Unless Derrick Henry just runs through everybody, which he does.
Yeah, that's a bit much. I mean, they lost was AJ Brown. That's a big loss. But
they also weren't, like, good before that, let's be honest.
But they were the one seed.
Well, that's true. But they had Jackrabbit Jenkins starting. You know, it's a problem when that happens.
Yeah, it's true. But he's not on the team anymore, so.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to be very good. But, I mean, that's just me.
Robert Woods is a player, that's for sure.
He does play, yeah.
Nick Westbrook Akina should not be a wide receiver too on a team. Treylon Burks is on this team. He could be good. I was never the biggest Treylon Burks guy. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I love KJ Jefferson. And when KJ Jefferson was good last year, Treylon Burks was good as well. But when Treylon Burks was alone without KJ Jefferson, he wasn't as good. Lawan Taylor is a left tackle for sure. I like Dylan Raidunz. He played good last season. He's young. They drafted Nick. Shout out to, let's see, Julius Chestnut. What a name.
Lost, what's his name, to the Panthers, I think. The running back.
Who's that?
Deontay Foreman? Yeah. Panthers, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, good.
But they drafted Hassan Haskins. I love Hassan Haskins. They have Malik Willis. If Ryan Tannehill
struggles. Oh, I totally forgot about Malik Willis. You know what? Start Malik Willis day one. I don't care.
They will not do that.
I know, but they should.
The defense is actually good. Danico Autry, Jeffrey Simmons is great. Bud Dupree's not. Zach Cunningham is okay. Larry Hale Ranger is really good. Christian Fulton has potential. Amani Hooker is fine. Kevin Byard is great.
Amani Hooker is like a top 5 name of all time.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And Elijah Molden was okay last season. So the defense is not bad. Their schedule is Giants, Bills, Colts, Texans, Chiefs, Broncos, Packers, Bengals, Eagles, Jaguars, Chargers, Texans, Cowboys, and Jags. I don't like that schedule because they play the Raiders, so I'm very high on the Raiders, the Bills, the Colts twice, the Broncos, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Chargers.
Yeah, so rip them.
Yeah, this is not – they're not going to be good. I don't think.
I cannot imagine they would be.
Let's go to the Jaguars. And that new head coach, Doug Peterson.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. The Jaguars will win at minimum 7 games. Maybe that's not that big of a hot take, but that's what I think. Their free agent signings were not, like, they were slightly questionable at times, and they paid a lot of money for a lot of people that probably didn't deserve the money. However, those players were still not terrible at football. Like, let's be honest here. Like, Christian Kirk is not a bad player. Christian Kirk doesn't deserve that much money.
Yeah. He's also the wide receiver.
They have Marvin Jones. Remember that. Marvin Jones is fantastic. I'm just kidding.
Now, Marvin Jones is also, again, very old. Like, this is actually true. Marvin Jones is actually old.
Marvin Jones is old. That I know. Anyway, Doug Peterson is a good coach, I believe. Won a Super Bowl with the Eagles very long time ago, if I remember that. Really not that long ago, but you know what?
3 years ago, yeah.
So he's not bad. They were a very good running team, the Eagles were, and they have two very good running backs on this team. Well, I'm kind of switching on my James Robinson takes now, I'm realizing. But
three good running backs. They drafted Snoop, Ole Miss running back.
I don't really know who that is, but I'll take your word for it.
That's my shout-out of the day. Snoop.
Like, shout-out number 4.
Yeah.
But that's okay. But anyway, yeah, they might not be terrible. I don't really know what to say about them. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, they might be decent, but they're young. They need time. They're not going to be anything good.
I don't like any of their receivers. I'm not a fan of any of their receivers, except for LaVisca Chenault, who cannot catch. So,
I forgot about LaVisca. You don't even like Marvin Jones, who's a Lion.
Yeah, I do like Marvin Jones, but he's also 32 years old. Trevor Lawrence, I like. He was not good last year, but Urban Meyer was his coach for a portion of the season, so chalk that up to that. Travis Etienne, James Robinson, top. Top 10 running back duo in the league. Defensively, the D-line is, it's not great, but you have Josh Allen, who's amazing. Forsyth Olukun, you signed. Chad Muma, I was a big Chad Muma guy coming out of the draft. Devin Lloyd, they took him in the first round. Trayvon Walker, they took him first overall. Tyson Campbell was really good last season. Andre Sisco, been a big fan of him since he went to Syracuse. And Andrew Wingard is playing too many snaps on this team. He's not good.
I will forever love Josh Allen only because that was the ultimate Shaq. That was my best Shaq of all time. I fully convinced Connor I thought Josh Allen was bad.
Oh, not that one. I'm talking about the one where we took TJ Hawkinson instead of him.
No, but I'm talking about
my Shaq. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Which is fantastic.
They also signed Darius Williams, who was a good player last year for the Rams.
Yes, he was. Did they really? Oh, they did. Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that's good.
That's not good, though. They signed Ryan Santoso to be their kicker, who was the kicker that costed us twice against the Steelers, ending in a tie. Not ideal. They're going to have a new kicker by, like, week 4.
They're going to have, like, 4 new kickers by week 4.
Commanders, Colts, Chargers, Eagles, Texans, Colts, Giants, Broncos, Raiders. Whoa. They play 4 home games in 5 weeks. That's weird. Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Titans, Cowboys, Jets, Texans, Titans. That's not a bad schedule. It's not impossible.
No, it's not.
They could win 7 games, like you said. They could win 7 games. I don't think they will, but they could. You know who I do think will win 7 games, though?
The Colts.
Yeah.
I think the Colts will win 11 or 12 games, to be honest with you.
I do like the Colts, indeed.
Because read their schedule, Connor. It's really easy.
Okay, I'll read it right now. Texans, that's a win.
They're going 4-0 to start the year. I'm telling you that right now.
They're beating the Chiefs? Question mark.
Wait, what game is that?
That's week 3.
Oh, never mind.
Titans, Broncos, Jaguars, Titans, Commanders, Pats, Raiders, Eagles, Steelers, Cowboys, Vikings, Chargers, Giants, Texans. Yeah, that's a super easy schedule.
Yeah, not bad. They're going to win like 11 or 12 games.
What do you
like? I like Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan's going to make this team. Here's the thing. I didn't even mind Carson Wentz last year. I think people give Carson Wentz too much hate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I switched my tune a lot because remember when I hated Carson Wentz with like a passion?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really anymore. Actually, I kind of like Carson Wentz. Hey, draft Terry McLaurin to fantasy, y'all, this year. You will not regret it. Anyway, so yeah, but Matt Ryan is better. So this team's going to be better. Nolan Thayer is going to have another good year. Hopefully he stays healthy. What?
That's it. I don't know how good Matt Ryan actually is.
Better than Carson Wentz, I think.
Easy.
I think Matt Ryan is actually half decent. Still, not great or anything, but like not terrible. Jimmy G's better, but like not terrible. Anyway, actually, I don't know about that. Well, maybe. Anyway, point is, they're not gonna be bad. Their defense is good. Darius Leonard is like not really a human being, I feel like sometimes. I don't really know what to say. It seems gonna be good. They're gonna win like 11, 12 games, and that'll be it.
Let's see. Who do I want to shout out for this one?
Are you gonna shout out every player on every team?
Tyson Williams is on this team. Awesome. He was actually really good for the Ravens last year, and they were like, let's not play him.
Hey, you didn't do shout outs for the NFC. Can I get a Niners shout out, please?
I did shout out NFC teams. I did do that.
Who did you shout out on the Niners?
I shout out Brock Purdy. Because he's really good in October.
I kind of forgot we even had Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
What a stupid pick that was.
I don't know why. He's just so bad, but he's good in October.
You know who we could have drafted instead of Brock Purdy?
Anybody?
Leon O'Neal.
Yeah, sure.
But you know who we got anyway?
Brock Purdy.
Leon O'Neal.
That's true.
We got both.
Michael Pittman Jr. is kind of good. Like, he's pretty good. He's pretty very good.
And
that's one player I do feel like Matt Ryan will bond well with. Michael Pittman Jr. is an archetype of Julio Jones. Now, he's not Julio Jones. He's not. But he is a similar type of player in the way they play. He's
not as good.
Just watch them play. They're not anywhere in the same stratosphere of talent, but they play the same way. So I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Ryan helps Michael Pittman Jr. get a little back. I can't say anything. Any words are not coming out of my mouth. Alec Pierce did not really see anything of him last year at Cincinnati. I'll be quite honest. I was much more concerned about the defense at Cincinnati. Not Alec Pierce, the wide receiver. Paris Campbell has played about, what, 3 games in his career? Around that.
Maybe 4, if he's lucky.
This team has no depth at wide receiver.
Yeah, that's the one issue. But, like, low-key, they will still make that a fact. Even though he won't play more than 3 games, so I actually don't know what that's going to do for them. But I think they're going to sign Julio.
I'm legitimately going to take a picture right now of the receivers that aren't their top 3, and I want you to see if you know any of them. Because okay. I know one of them.
Okay.
That's, like, this is really – this is their receiver 4 and back.
Is this coming through Instagram? Really
bad. I'm sending you it right now.
Okay.
This is – real bad. Jonathan Taylor. You can see me talking about him on my page like 3 years ago. Like, he's my guy. He's my guy. Hines, Philip Lindsay, CJ Verdell, Tyson Williams. This running back room is pretty good. Then defensively, it's pretty sick. Kawhi Pay. DeForest Buckner, Yannick Ngakoue, Darius Leonard, Bobby Okereke.
I know 2 of these people.
Besides Kiki Kuti, who else do you know?
Mike Strachan.
I do not know who that is.
Really? I've heard his name before. I don't know why, but I've heard the dude's name before.
Oh, I know Samson Nakua. Okay. He played in college last year, so it's hard for me not to know who he is. But the rest of the people, not a clue. Not a clue.
I don't watch college. Connor, I'm watching college this year because now I have a team.
Yeah, I doubt you will, though.
Want to bet?
You say this every year.
That's true. But you know what? Maybe you never know, right?
Yeah. Julian Blackman, good player. Stephon Gilmore, good player. Kenny Moore, great player. Shout out Marvell Tell. I know I already shouted out somebody in this team, but I also like the name Marvell Tell. Shout out to the punter and kicker who share basically every letter of their name. Rigoberto and Rodrigo.
Wow, look at that.
Six stuff. This team wins like 11 games and wins the division because the division's bad.
Yeah, the division is definitely not what you want. But actually, it is what you want if you're the Colts.
Yeah, true.
Giants Dodgers about to start. Let's go, baby. We back?
Keep me updated, sir.
It's on ESPN. Actually, don't. This is a National League televised game. I'm very excited.
Actually, don't, because, like, Kershaw's not pitching, so I don't care.
I don't even know who the dude is that is pitching.
I've heard of Mitch White before. I've heard of him before. Let's talk about the worst team in another division that's not that good.
Do you know what I mean? The New York Jets.
Yes, it's true. They're actually not bad.
Okay, so Zach Wilson is winning MVP. Best nickname in sports now, Zach Wilson. I love it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it seems not going to be great. I do like Zach Wilson, actually. I think he's going to be all right. Breece Hall is good. Elijah Moore is really good. I don't know who their tight end is. They signed... he did a decent amount, actually. They signed Laken Tomlinson for my Niners, so their offensive line is improving. Let's see. Defense is not great. Quinn Williams is good. You know, again, like, kind of like the Jaguars, but like less. Because like they're a young team. They're not going to win that many games, but there's a few intriguing players that I think are going to be decent. So, you know, it's kind of all I got.
This offensive line is actually kind of sick.
Like, yeah, it's not bad. They have Becton, too. I kind of forgot about that.
George Fant, who was so good last year, he's been a journeyman, but he actually kind of stuck, and they're talking with he was more of like a guy that were like, okay, well, we'll get him here, and then we'll move him for, like, a late round pick. They're actually talking about, signing him to a long-term deal. Laken Tomlinson, Elijah Vera Tucker was amazing last year. And Mekhi Becton's also on this team. And they drafted Max Mitchell. So, yeah.
For those who don't know who Laken Tomlinson is. For those who don't know who Laken Tomlinson is, he was bad. Offensive guard. Very nice guy. I've met him. I met him when he was injured, and he still got a stick picture of me.
He was on my Lions and sucked. It's true. It's a true story.
He was on the Lions? I had no idea he was on the Lions.
Yeah, we drafted him.
Oh. That's nice to me.
Corey Davis is on his team. Not a good player. Elijah Moore. Garrett Wilson. Braxton Berrios is actually really good.
Oh, why are we dissing Corey Davis is not terrible.
Look what he did last year's wide receiver one. And you can see it on my page. I knew it was going to happen. He was terrible. And he was good. Was because he had A.J. Brown beside him.
I'm just going to say, every good game Corey Davis had, I started him in fantasy, and every bad game I didn't start in fantasy. And then I traded him. So... Man, I was a fantasy magician last year. That's all I'm going to say.
Carl Lawson back from injury. He was injured off last season. Bryce Huff. Memphis. And he actually kind of has, the best pass rush win rate. Or I can't say that word. He has the best pass rush win rate of any player in the league.
Pass rush runway?
So a few samples that doesn't really matter. Quinton Williams, you already said, is good. John Franklin Myers, good. This team has Solomon Thomas, not good. They drafted him with the 22nd pick or something like that. He would have gone way earlier if teams had common sense. CJ Mosley is back, but he's also 78 years old. Sauce Gardner, untouchable. He has potential to be the next Darrell Revis in this team. It's perfect. It's perfect. Jordan Whitehead, they signed from Tampa Bay. He's more of a utility sort of safety, but I like him. DJ Reed was really good last year, and Michael Carter is not the running back, but the other Michael Carter was okay last year, too. And like you said, Breece Hall is good. I'm not the biggest Zach Wilson fan, but that's not because he's bad. It's because he committed to Boise State, then decommitted to Boise State.
And then he went to BYU and had a girlfriend. And then his girlfriend left him for his best friend. Then he had sex with his mom's best friend.
That is the story, and that's how it goes.
Yep.
this team also has Mekhi Becton. I like CJ Uzomah. They also signed. Shout out Kenny Uboah, Ole Miss tight end legend. This team plays the Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, Dolphins, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Bills, Patriots. This team could start 0-7, like 0-10. that's tough. Bears, Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jags, Seahawks, Dolphins. I think this team's gonna be like one of those teams that like gets better towards the end of the year, like Lions were last year. And
I could see that.
So you'll get more promise in them coming out of the rest of the season. Let's talk about your team in the league.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Well, just because of Mac Jones.
You also don't think they're any good, which they're not on paper any good, but I would argue that they're never that good on paper, but they just win.
But Bill Belichick lost a step. We know that. 100%. They drafted whatever. The Cole Strange. It's a very strange pick.
It's not, though. Like, Cole Strange was a position of need, and he was a second-round talent. Like, drafting him, what, 20? Well, it was 26. That's not that crazy.
Okay, so here's the deal. Mac Jones is bad. There are, let's see, let me go through the list here. None of them in the AFC West. Maybe Trubisky's worse, but that's probably it. There. Okay, so he's better than Zach Wilson.
Trubisky's definitely worse if you're saying Zach Wilson is also worse, for sure. Okay, because so Zach Wilson, I would much rather have Zach Wilson than Mitch Trubisky.
Okay, so Zach Wilson's worse.
Tua's definitely worse.
Tua? No, Tua's not worse than Mac Jones.
Look at the adjective. No. Shout out to whoever gets that reference is watching this video.
I didn't personally. Anyway. Yeah, it's kind of it. It was like two or three.
He's better than
Davis Mills. Davis Mills is, no, he's not better than Trevor Lawrence.
From what we've seen, he is.
From what we've seen, but last year, he isn't better than, he was better last year, but he's not actually better.
Shout out Bailey Zappi, second string quarterback on this team.
Yeah, why did they draft a quarterback in the fourth round? Can I ask that question?
Now, here's something I don't get. They have no receivers.
Kendrick Bourne.
I say that, but I also like, yeah, I like Kendrick Bourne. I like Jacoby Myers, and I like Devontae Parker, but like, do you want that to be your receivers? You don't want that. Hunter Henry was great last year. Shot fantasy every step of the way. Trent Burke. Strange, who's going to be good, and he's going to make everybody. And Isaiah Wynn, if Isaiah Wynn stays healthy, that like is actually a good. Good offensive line.
They have Christian Barmore.
Yeah, Lawrence Guy is good. He's one of those guys that like would not be good anywhere else but there, but he is good and he's there. They have Matthew Judon, a notable member of our fantasy football group chat. Malcolm Butler is still on this team in the year of our Lord 2022. Here's the thing about Malcolm Butler. He's kind of always been bad.
Wait, Malcolm Butler's back on the Patriots?
Yeah, Malcolm Butler was on the Patriots like last year too. But
no, he wasn't.
Yay.
Malcolm Butler started the year in Tennessee and finished it with Arizona. Isn't Malcolm Butler on the Cardinals?
Yeah, he did play Arizona.
Or did he retire?
No, Malcolm Butler is on the Patriots. He literally, there's a video of him on Instagram recently. But my thing about
did he unretire? I swear he retired.
No. My thing about Malcolm Butler though is like he's always been bad, but he made like a really good play one time. Kyle Duggar was amazing last year. This team signed Jabril Peppers, which I forgot. And Jabril Peppers in this defense is going to be savage. Devin McCourty did retire. So he's gone. Jalen Mills was okay last year. And Jonathan Jones is good. They signed or they drafted Marcus Jones and Jack Jones. No relation. They're both good. So I like this defense. I think their defense can be good, but their defense is always good. It's going to be up to the offense to see what happens.
Butler signed a deal with the Titans in 2018, but he was released by the organization after a career in 2020. Though he signed a one-year deal with the Cardinals shortly after, Butler announced his surprise retirement before the 2021 season started. So he unretired.
Okay.
So he because he was definitely retired at one point. But then he unretired.
Didn't hear that from anywhere.
Yeah, I was tripping. I was like, wait, I don't remember him being in the league. Okay, fair enough.
Dolphins, Steelers, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Browns, Bears, Jets, Colts, Jets, Vikings, Bills, Cardinals, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills. This team will win 9 or 10 games. Maybe 11 if they're pushing it.
Maybe 9 if they're pushing it.
I don't know about that.
I'm saying 8.
But I feel like we've said 8 for the past, like, 25 years.
And this is the year.
Time for Freddie Freeman
hits a home run. Yay, we all love that. God, I hate Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman hit a home run? Wow. Notably does not want to be there.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Is I loved Freddie Freeman until he went to the Dodgers. Now I hate Freddie Freeman.
But, like, two things about that. One, he doesn't want to be there.
And he doesn't want to be there. That's very true.
And two, he only went there like because he's from there. So like, I'm fine with somebody signing with the team they're from, even if their team is like that team is already a super team. Like, go to the place you're from. It's cool.
I say, I don't like him because he's a Dodger, but I understand he doesn't want to be there. I get it.
Dolphins
request a trade then, Freddie. Request a trade. Okay, keep going.
Dolphins.
Okay. I've semi a Tua believer, actually.
I am.
Because he could be all right. Probably not, but could be all right. There's a shot. Chase Edmonds is the RB1, I think.
Yep, it's not good.
That's not good. Receivers are fantastic. Will Fuller is not on that team anymore, right?
He is not.
Okay, understood. Who else exists? He's not bad. How's their line?
It has Teron Armstead on it.
Okay, there you go.
Also shout out Robert Hunt. the iconic play from last year where he nearly
scored. Oh yes, Robert Hunt. I forgot about that. That's funny. That was the most exciting play of that whole game. That game sucked.
Ooh, actually, for real though, shout out to the only active NFL player that I've met, Greg Little.
Really?
Left tackle. Met him in a Great American Cookie Factory in Oxford, Mississippi.
There you go. John Holland's great. Howard's great. The defense is great overall, I feel.
Mm-hmm. It is very good.
So this team will probably win, like, I don't know, 10, 11 games. Pretty solid.
As long as you don't start off 1-7 like they did last year.
Yeah, I can't do that, but I don't think they will because they're, like, a lot better.
They drafted no one because they couldn't because they had no picks. They did draft Channing Tindall, who is, like, an insane athlete. Here's some things on this team that I like. Emmanuel Ogba, Raekwon Davis, Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkle, Alandon Roberts, Jerome Baker, Jalen Phillips, Xavier Howard. I don't know who Brandon Jones is. Do I know who Brandon Jones is? I don't think I know who Brandon Jones is. Javon Holland.
You know who Brandon Jones is.
I know he's a NASCAR driver.
Drives the 19 for JGO.
Byron Jones and Nick Needham. Like, that's actually a really good defensive team. I don't like Nick Needham, and I do not know who Brandon Jones is. But besides that, and Brandon Jones is being backed up by Eric Rowe, who, when he's not hurt, is and not, like, smoke or doing meth, like, he's kind of good. So there's that. They have the second-best punter in the league in Thomas Morstead. They have arguably the best kicker besides the best kicker of all time, Jason Sanders, doesn't miss kicks. And Tua, I've always liked Tua. I've defended Tua a lot on my posts. And, of course, maybe my favorite active NFL player, Cedric Wilson. He's from Memphis and he went to Boise State. You're good in my book. So, and looking forward to that. Also, I know I've shouted out many of people. Shout out Lynn Bowden Jr., former quarterback and wide receiver and running back at Kentucky.
Can we get to my team?
Let's get to the best team of the league.
Yes. Oh, goodness. I love the Bills. Josh Allen is top three, and I was very right about him, and you were very wrong.
He's top three, though.
Yes. Who's better? Besides
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and
Tom Brady is not better than Josh Allen. No.
Tom Brady is definitely better than Josh Allen.
No shot. Zero chance.
Yes, he is.
No. No, he's not.
If I'm starting a franchise, I'm picking Tom Brady. Or I'm picking Josh Allen.
Okay, I was about to say.
If I'm picking somebody right now, I'm picking the guy that's won 7 Super Bowls and had maybe his best career year last season. Come on.
Okay. So Josh Allen's top three.
No.
We can disagree. Singletary's not bad. James Cook should be decent. Who was their other running back that I'm forgetting?
Zach Moss.
Zach Moss.
He's not working great.
Diggs is great. Isaiah McKenzie exists. Gabriel Davis is a monster, apparently.
For one game. He was a monster for one game.
Yes. Tight end. Dawson Knox isn't bad.
You hated him. I was on the Dawson Knox train way before you were.
Yeah. I mean, he's not bad. I just don't think he's all that great, but it's not terrible. Who else? Who else is the person?
I got two shout-outs.
Oh, Von Miller, defense. Yeah, the defense is also really good. Yeah, this team's winning 15 games. This team's great.
I have two shout-outs to make. First off, Raheem Blatchier. If someone understands that reference, that's a real deep cut. That's a real deep cut. And shout-out the best receiver I've ever seen with my own two eyes in college football, Khalil Shakir, Boise State legend. He will actually play. He's going to play big time for this team, and he's going to be good. He was my wide receiver 2 last season, behind Jameson Williams.
Why did he go so low?
Defensively.
This team has – because he played for Boise State. If he played anywhere else, he would have gone top 10. Shout out to the entire defense, because there's no bad players on this defense. Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, Von Miller, Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, Kyer Elam, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Tre'Davious White.
Micah White is the best player in football.
Damar Hamlin, Tim Settle, Boogie Basham.
You know what says that on his cards? It says Carlos Boogie Basham.
Yeah. Shaq Lawson's on this team as a third stringer. That's not bad. And they have one of the best kickers in the league in Tyler Bass. And they have the punt god himself, Matt Araiza.
You know who sucks is Max Muncy.
Yeah, he's not great. Let me read this schedule out in terms of games they will for sure win. They'll beat the Rams. They've struggled with the Titans in the past, so I won't give them that for sure. But they'll beat the Dolphins, they'll beat the Ravens, they'll beat the Steelers, they'll beat the Chiefs, they'll beat the Packers, they'll beat the Jets, they'll beat the Vikings, they'll beat the Browns, they'll beat the Lions. They'll lose one of two to the Patriots because Mac Jones is going to throw two passes in one of them and they're going to win. They'll beat the Jets, they'll beat the Dolphins again, they'll beat the Bears, they'll lose to the Bengals at a night game in Cincinnati on New Year's Day. They'll lose that game. But then they'll beat the Patriots.
Wait, they play the Bengals? That's exciting.
Yeah. They listen to this, though. They play the Rams. They play the Bengals. They play the Chiefs. They play the Ravens. All of those games are on the road.
Oh, God. Wow.
Not ideal for you if you're a fan of them. So those could all be losses, but I don't think any of them will be. This team's good. The only thing I don't love is the offensive line is still not good. Deion Dawkins is good.
It's not terrible, though. It's not the best, but it's not that bad.
It was the reason that they lost to the Chiefs last year, and they didn't improve on it.
That's true. But it's still not like the worst.
It's not the worst, but it's not great. Jameson Crowder's on this team. Just to throw in there. I forgot about that.
He is?
Yeah, he is. He's on this team. Yeah, he is, for sure. Let's go to the AFC North, because I want to talk about the AFC West last, because the AFC West is like the best division on paper in history. So let's talk about the worst team in another really good division, the Steelers.
Yeah, okay, so the Steelers. The quarterbacks, I think they should start Pickett, but I don't mind Trubisky getting a shot. Najee Harris is fantastic. Really, really good receiver room, I will say. That is not, it's not bad at all. What else do they have? The offensive line is not good at all. The defense has Cam Hayward and I mix it two up. Who's on the Steelers?
Cameron Hayward.
Okay, good. I mix him up with, what's his name, on the Saints.
Oh, Cam Jordan?
Yes, him.
Okay, and so, yeah. True story. This is a true story. The Saints and or Dolphins, I can't remember which side this goes, called either, I think it was the Saints called Jordan Cameron instead of Cameron Jordan in the draft. Which is funny.
I feel like I did know that. But yeah, so the Steelers are going to be like kind of meh for the most part. I'll be honest. But you never know.
You sold the defense short.
I mean, well, they have.
Are you ready for this?
Jordan and Watt. They have Devin Bush, who's not good anymore. Dude, I don't even know who else on that team.
You're not ready for this defense. Larry Ogunjobi, Cameron Hayward, TJ Watt, Devin Bush, which you're right, he wasn't good last year, but he still could be good because he's had one good year, one bad year. He can be good this year. They have Miles Jack. They have Alex Highsmith. They have Levi Wallace, who's not good. They have Terrell Edmonds, who is good. They have Minka Fitzpatrick, who is good. They have Kilo Witherspoon, shout out, legend, but he's also actually good now. And they have Cam Sutton. Good defense. They also have the fattest punter in the league.
The punter?
Presley Harvin.
Presley Harvin. If your name is Presley, you're fat.
Gunnar Olszewski's on this team. That's fun.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. George Pickens, just my favorite picture of all time. Him looking himself get drafted.
I need that thing framed.
So good. When Anthony Miller is your wide receiver 8 on your team, you're doing pretty good. Shout out to Mateo Durant, Duke legend. This team will win 8 games.
Yeah, something close.
Let's talk about the team that's wasting the biggest talent we've ever seen. Do you know who I mean?
We're talking about Myles Garrett?
No. He's talented, though, for sure.
We're talking about Lamar?
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know if wasting is the correct terminology there. I still think they're going to be all right. Wait, are we talking about them in order of good to bad? Because there's no way you think the Browns are going to be better than the Ravens.
The Browns are going to be better than the Ravens, dude. Listen to this receiving core. Rashad Bateman, that's it.
Rashad Bateman's going to go off this year. Draft Rashad Bateman in fantasy, you won't regret it.
They have no other receivers.
That's it. All I'm going to say is that the Browns aren't going to have a quarterback for a while.
We think. We don't know that.
I'm quite positive. Anyway. Okay, so we're talking about the Ravens.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lamar Jackson's great.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Dobbins is great. I'm very confident in him coming off the injury. Rashad Bateman, the receiving corps is meh.
The Gus Bus is back.
What?
The Gus Bus is back.
The Gus Bus, yes. Forgot about that, too. That was fun. I lost all of the Ravens running backs last year in fantasy. Mark Andrews is fantastic. Top three for sure. Line is so-so. How's their line?
It's good. They get Ronnie Stanley back. They have Tyler Linderbaum, who's a very pro-ready center. Kevin Zeitler and Morgan Moses. Like, those are all good players.
And their defense is pretty good. So I think you're going to be right. I think that if anyone's going to challenge the Bengals, it's the Ravens. For the division.
Shout out Diego Faggot. Shout out. Big time.
Are we sure that's how he pronounced his last name?
Yeah, it's Fago, I think. Navy legend. He's on this team.
I'm really happy it's not the other one.
Rashad Bateman, he was good last year, except for he couldn't catch, which I feel like that's the way we say about every single Ravens wide receiver ever. They just can't catch. Devin Duvernay, James Prochet, and Tylan Wallace. I like all of them. Are any of them good, though? I don't know. We'll see. Lamar Jackson's one of my favorite players ever. This team has Tyler Beatty, who is one of my favorite running backs in college football. Where did Tyler Beatty go to college, Anthony? Tell him.
Boise State.
No, he went to Missouri.
I would not have guessed that.
Calais Campbell's on this team, but he's 82 years old. Michael Pierce, that's a great signing. Justin Madubuike, Adafi Owe, who is going to be very good this season, even better than last year. They drafted Travis Jones in the third round. He was like a first-round talent. That's a good pick. Patrick Queen has been bad in his career so far. Josh Bynes is on this team for sure. Tyus Bowser sometimes is good every other game. Marcus Peters, one of the better corners in the league. Chuck Clark is a safety. Marcus Williams they signed. That's a good signing. Marlon Humphrey, one of the best corners in the league. Kendall Fuller. Kyle Fuller. And they drafted Kyle.
It was not good last year, let's be honest.
Which one was bad, though? I don't remember. Was it Kendall or Kyle, or were they both bad?
Kyle. I think both, but I think Kyle more so.
Kyle Hamilton, speaking of Kyles, and David Ajabo, who will not play this season, but a great pick nonetheless.
He's out for the whole year?
Yeah, that's why he was my number one player.
Oh, I guess he got hurt okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, he was literally, David Ajabo, my number one player on my big board in terms of talent, but he got injured and fell to the second round. And of course, they had the best kicker of all time. There is no debate. Justin Tucker.
Yeah, there's not much of a debate.
You debated it last year, though. And I proved you wrong immediately with facts.
I respect it, man. I respect the man.
Jets, Dolphins, Patriots, Bills, Bengals, Giants, Browns, Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Jags, Broncos, Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Raiders, Steelers, Bengals. That's their schedule. They'll win 10 games. I do not think they'll be that good. I don't think they'll be as good as you think they'll be.
Who are we talking about? The Ravens?
Yeah.
They're not going to be terrible. They'll win like 10, 11 games.
I just don't love the fact that Greg Roman's still employed, for sure.
Yeah, Greg Roman is not good at his job. I will admit that. Greg Roman is not the smartest, brightest human I've met.
You've met him?
So my statement still stands. He's not the smartest, brightest human I've met, whether I've met him or not.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
my statement still stands.
It kind of implies that you met him, but I guess it doesn't say you did. Okay, let's talk about the Browns.
Okay. Jacoby Brissett is bad. Josh Rosen is bad.
They have Josh.
You kind of just have to play. So, the Browns. Who's bad at the Browns?
Who's bad? Is that what you look for in a team?
Well, okay. So, the quarterback's bad if Watson gets suspended for a while. Nick Chubb's good. Kareem Hunt's good. Who's a round receiver?
You see, that's a really good question. They have Amari Cooper.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, they have Amari Cooper. Other than that,
who? DPJ. Donovan Peoples-Jones, I love. to death. I loved him at Michigan, and I like him in the NFL. I thought he was good last year.
Okay, so we'll move past that. How's the offensive line's pretty decent.
The offensive line is probably the top five in the league.
Yeah. Okay, so it's pretty good. Myles Garrett's great. So yeah, the defense not bad. So this it really depends on the quarterback. The roster is fantastic. Besides the receivers, the roster is pretty fantastic. Owusu Koramoah is going to be having a really good year, I think. I don't know why he was taken so low.
Yeah, I don't know either. So hey, I refer back to my post yesterday about prospect fatigue.
True.
That was a very Koramoah thing. Like, he had no flaws, and they were like, let's not draft him because he's been good for so long.
True. But yeah, so this game, again, not offensive quarterback. I can see this team winning as little as like 7 games, but winning as many as like 13 or 14. Maybe not 13 to 14 because Watson will be out for at least a little bit, but this team is good.
I'm going to see the schedule. I'll see how backloaded the schedule is. Say Watson gets back at week 6, okay? We'll just say that. Let's say they lose every single game without Watson, which with their roster, I don't think.
That sounds unlikely.
Yeah, they play the Falcons, Jets, and Panthers without Watson. So that's a good draw.
I'm going to say they lose one of those games.
They play the Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills. Okay, so their schedule gets harder with Watson if he comes back in that area. I still think this team's going to make the playoffs this year. Just depends on the situation if Watson is suspended the entire year, which I don't think they're going to suspend him the entire year because I think they're scared to be sued, to be honest. But, yeah, a couple shout-outs on this team. Taven Bryan, classic top 5 this year in Madden toughness rating. I don't know where they get his ratings from, but he's 5th in the league in toughness in Madden this year. Who he paid for that to happen, not sure. Shout out to Curtis Weaver, one of my favorite Boise State players ever. And shout out to who played a decent amount of snap last year. My dad's best friend's nephew. So there's that. Shout out Richard LeCount. It seems good.
There you go.
Let's talk about the Bungles and the fact they might get white helmets this year. You looking forward to that?
Bengals? Oh, yeah. Bengals will be great. Okay, so Joe Burrow's great.
Joe Mixon's great. And he's going to be even better this year because our offensive line is better.
Hey.
Ja'Marr Chase is great. T. Higgins is great. Tyler Boyd's pretty good. I don't know who their tight end is. Not Uzomah because Uzomah's hurt.
Well, Uzomah's not even on the team anymore.
Okay, there you go. So who's their tight end?
Hayden Hurst.
It's not okay, great. Not great, but no, I've seen worse for sure. They lost Ogunjobi.
Yep, he's a Patriot. He's a Steeler now.
He is a Steeler. That was a kind of betrayal on that one. Defense is pretty good. Needs some work. I legit think Eli Apple might end up being okay this year.
Yeah, he was good last year. I was literally about to say Eli Apple was good last year.
You kind of got to hope Jesse Bates plays, but they drafted, what's his name?
Dax.
So, he's not bad. So, I don't know. This team is pretty much going to be what last year's team is.
I do expect a tad progression because I just don't think they'll be as good this season as last year, but they're still stacked. I mean, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd is the best 1-2-3 in the league at wide receiver. Like, is it easily them? I think it's easily them. I think the offensive line's good. Jonah Williams was bad last year, but he's so talented. He's going to bounce back. Alex Kappa and Lyle Collins, that's a good offensive line now. Samaje Perine, good backup running back. There's not many players on this team I want to shout out. Son of Evander Holyfield, Elijah Holyfield's on this team. I guess shout out to him. The same as Evan McPherson, the McPhenom. Yeah. Puka Williams. I remember him. He was a player at Kansas. He's a whoa. So I do remember Puka. He was like one of the best running backs in college football for Kansas, but he was a running back, but they have him listed as a slot corner, which is interesting because he was a sick receiving back. So count me in. Count me in. What are your thoughts on Puka Williams?
He's pretty good.
Okay,
here's my point on the Bengals. The Bengals, I think, they're going to win more games than they did last. How many games did they win last year? 11?
I think so.
I think they'll probably win more games than last year, but I don't think it's going to be as good.
Okay. See, I think it's probably more the opposite.
Does that make sense?
I think they'll be better but lose more games.
I mean, 11 games is not that much, and I can't imagine their schedule was anything that bad.
What, this year or last
actually,
year?
This year.
Let's read it. Steelers, Cowboys, Jets, Dolphins, Ravens, Saints, Falcons, Browns, Panthers, Steelers, Titans, Chiefs, Bengals, Bucks, Pats, Bills, Ravens. It's not terrible.
I think they win 12 or 12.
Okay, let's talk about a team that recently I really don't know what you're smoking for sure. Having this team stealing at 16-1. Are the Chargers that good?
The Chargers?
Are they that good?
Yes, the Chargers are fantastic. Also, that's a ceiling, not an actual record prediction.
That's that's the best.
I don't know your record prediction, but your ceiling for the freaking Chiefs is 14-3.
And the Chiefs are not as good.
They have Patrick Mahomes. I know Herbert's
but
good.
They also have Juju. Their wide receiver one is like Juju.
Yeah, but they have more players to throw to now. Like,
and their RB one is Clyde.
Yeah, that's not good. No, that's not good.
Okay, so you got Mahomes. Who are we talking about?
Talking about the Chargers. Chargers.
Okay, Justin Herbert's top five. Eckler's great. They got other good backup running backs.
Whoa. Receivers are top five quarterbacks now.
Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, Brady.
Okay, good.
Herbert.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I continue now.
Yeah.
The offensive line's pretty decent. Tight end is I don't know who the tight end. Who's the tight end?
Gerald freaking Everett, Mr. I've thought about making a post of him before.
It could be worse. I didn't know it was that. I thought it was going to be worse. And the defense is incredible. So, yeah.
Drew Tranquil is starting on defense.
Why are we dissing Drew Tranquil? Drew Tranquil is not that bad.
His last name is a literal Pokemon. Like,
that's true.
Shout out, Amen Ogbong Bingaba.
Wow, that's a name. Yeah, they're winning all the games. No, they ain't losing.
What a name. Here are a few things I don't love about this team that makes me a little bit more skeptical than you. Trey Pipkins is starting a tackle. It's not great. They bring in a player from the Pittsburgh offensive line last year. That's not great. Josh Palmer's the wide receiver 3. It's not great. Andrew Tranquil starting on this team. So those are things I don't like. Things I do like are the secondary is just maybe the best in the league. Tell me where there's a hole right here. J.C. Jackson, Derwin James, Nasir Adderley, Asante Samuel Jr., Bryce Callahan. It's really good. And they drafted J.T. Woods as well. So, yeah, that's good. They have Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. So, one of them two are going to go off for an insane season. Don't know which one. I would assume it's probably going to be Bosa because Khalil Mack is 31. Yeah, 31. And Joey Bosa is like 28, 27. So, I do think Joey Bosa will have a monster season. But I just don't think they're going to be as good as you think they're going to be. But I still think they'll win like 11, 12 games. Because this, I think, here's my hot take of the season. Every single team in this division besides Denver makes the playoffs. Sorry if there was any error, like any like weird audio things. Like, I think we were still a little bit talking about the Chargers, but I think we were done. So let's get to the Raiders, who I am insanely high on. They made the playoffs last year without Davante Adams on their team. So, and now they have him.
Mitch White let up a hit and got it taken out immediately.
That's fun. He was at like 70,000 pitches.
He was.
What are your thoughts on Oaks in Las Vegas?
They're talking about the Chiefs.
I changed.
Okay. So Vegas is interesting. Derek Carr is like pretty good, but like not great. Like, you have to have a really good roster to win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr.
Hey, guess what they have?
Pretty decent roster. Not that crazy. Josh Jacobs is awful. I think Josh Jacobs is really bad. No, I would die on that hill.
I don't think he's really bad, but I've been on that hill that he's not that good for a while.
Yeah. So the receivers are good. Darren Waller's good. I don't know about their offensive line.
It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. And the defense is meh.
The defense has really good players on it.
It's got Crosby.
Bilal Nichols, Jonathan Hankins, Max Crosby, Jayon Brown, Denzel Perryman, Chandler Jones, Trayvon Mullen, Trevion Moehrig, and Ruckus Sin, and Nate Hobbs. By the way, Nate Hobbs, one of the better nickel corners in the league last year as a rookie. He was like top three nickel corner in the league. The defense is stacked. The worst part is they have Jonathan Abram starting still. We need to abort that experiment. Didn't work.
Yeah, no, not great.
Shout out to Tagovailoa's cousin, Myron Tagovailoa Amosa. Yeah, this is my team that I'm picking to win this division. You might think I'm insane, but here's my logic. Derek Carr nearly won an MVP without Davante Adams, Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller. He had Amari Cooper, and that was about it. And he's got the best roster he's ever had around him right now. And they bring in Zamir White at running back. Their defense, I listened to it already. Their defense is so good. I think this team wins the division, makes the AFC Championship, and loses to Buffalo. That's my prediction. The only thing that I don't like is Josh McDaniels as their head coach.
I think if there's any team in that division that isn't going to make the playoffs, it's the Raiders.
I thought you said the Broncos were the worst team in that division.
Okay, fair. Broncos are worse. They'll make the playoffs. They'll lose second round max. AFC's too good.
The Raiders are also good, though.
Yeah, but there's four or five teams that I think are better.
I mean, maybe on paper. But even on paper, I think the Raiders are sick this season. And imagine Max Crosby with Chandler Jones on the other side of him. He's going to eat.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. That's not going to be bad.
And finally,
we're pretty good.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. Wait, we didn't talk about the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
Who first?
I'll do the Broncos.
Okay. Russell Wilson's, like, still top 10. I don't think he's, like, prime Russ, but he's still top 10. Javonte's great. Melvin Gordon isn't bad either. Receivers are great. They don't have a tight end. Oh, Albert Ogbaga.
Nope.
Who is it?
Albert Okwuemenom. That's
yeah. Okay. So I was right.
Yeah, but like he didn't pronounce it right, is what I was saying.
I didn't think so. The line is, I don't know.
It's good. Garrett Bowles, okay. Dalton Reisner, Quinn Meinerz, Billy Turner. It's better than Seattle's offensive line.
And then the defense. Well, it's not hard to be better than Seattle at anything. And then the defense is great. They got Kamal Williams from us. That was a good signing. Justin Simmons is good. The defense is pretty good. So, yeah, this team's going to be good.
Yeah. I'm also on board with the fact this team's going to be good. The only problem is they have a difficult schedule, like real bad. I also think that they might lose week one to, like, I think it's very possible.
Are they going to Seattle?
But they'll be
the going there.
Yeah, it's in Seattle.
Oh, Russell,
it's not a great draw. That's funny. Yeah, it's not a great draw for the Broncos. I feel like Seattle will want to win that game very much, very badly. Niners, here are games that they can lose. Niners, Raiders, both games. Colts, Chargers, both games. Titans, Chiefs, both games. Ravens, Cardinals, Rams. Yeah, there's a lot of losses on that schedule, possibly. And seeing how Russell Wilson has played in bigger games in his past couple seasons, I'm not too confident in this team when it comes to the big games. Though I do think that Justin Simmons is great. Kareem Jackson gets better with age. Patrick Tan is amazing. Randy Gregory has turned it around, though I don't think he'll be as good this year as he was last year. And I love Nick Menino. I love that draft pick. And let's see. Shout out to Michael Ojemudia. Shout out. Good name. Iowa legend. And we begin with the final team. What are your thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs?
They got Mahomes, so that's a start.
Yep.
Clyde sucks. I'm waiting for my yep.
I think you're overusing the word sucks. Because I think Josh Jacobs and Clyde Edwards-Helaire both sit very obviously in the category.
I think more like bad, but that's okay.
But
Ron is the back also not very good.
Jerick McKinnon, though, was great last year for them. He fits it up perfectly.
What else? Receivers are not good. There's a lot of them. They're just not good.
The offensive line is great.
Hopefully Orlando Brown plays. Kelsey's great. And the defense is not that good.
Jaron Ealy, shout out. Ole Miss baseball and football player. George Kolaptis, good draft pick. Derek Nnadi, he's a player. Chris Jones, he's good. Frank Clark is good in the playoffs, and that's it. Willie Gay, Leo Chenal will be great this season. He, by the way, this is a true fact. By athletic score, by Math Bomb on Twitter, who has done legitimately like every single combine ever, even before Twitter existed, Leo Chenal is the freakiest athlete we've ever seen, ever. Nick Bolton, loved him at Missouri. Loved him last year. Thought he was good. Legarius Sneed, I like. Juan Thornhill, I like. He just needs to stay healthy. Justin Reed is a younger version of Tyrann Mathieu.
You know who they don't have anymore?
What?
You know who they don't have anymore?
Tyreek Hill.
Charvarius Ward.
They don't, but that's actually a good thing for them. No,
not. He's great.
Rashad Fenton is not good, and he's starting on this team. And Trent McDuffie, I love that pick. He fits so well in this defense. I'm excited for that pick. Isaiah Pacheco, that's a good name. Yeah, I like this team. I think it's going to be good once again. I think Juju is a good player. I don't think he's a wide receiver one, but in this team, it does not have to be a wide receiver one. This is a wide receiver by committee team. The reason that Juju did not work as a wide receiver one for Pittsburgh is because they're so reliant on their wide receiver one, whether it be AB, or last year was Deontay Johnson. Whoever it is, they throw the ball to that person every play. Juju's not that guy, but this is a wide receiver by committee team. Well, they'll be throwing the ball to McCole. They'll be throwing the ball to Sky. They'll be throwing the ball to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. That's not good, but
Valdez-Scantling will drop it every time.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to matter when you have Patrick freaking Mahomes on your team, who, in my opinion, is the best quarterback in the league. So, yeah, and you have Eric Bieniemy, Steve Spagnuolo, Andy Reid, maybe the best coaching staff in the league. They've just kept it together so long. There's so much continuity on this team. I really do enjoy this team. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be a Super Bowl contender once again. Let me read off their schedule right quick.
I think they're going to be playoffs easily. They can probably make the AFC Championship. I mean, I think they're like low tier Super Bowl contenders. I don't know if they're not like the best of the best, but they're still low tier Super Bowl contenders.
Here are the schedule: Cardinals, Chargers, Colts, Bucks, Raiders, Bills, Niners, Titans, Jags, Chargers, Rams, Bengals, Broncos, Texans, Seahawks, Broncos, Raiders. And the thing that Patrick Mahomes does that Russell Wilson doesn't, they sort of flip. Mahomes is better against the good teams he plays. So he's got these big games against teams like the Bills and the Bucks and the Raiders twice and the Chargers twice and the Broncos twice and the Bengals and the Rams. He will play good in all of those games. So I'm confident that this team can win those. I just don't think they're as good as Las Vegas, which is why I have Las Vegas winning the division. I think they'll both probably go like 12-5, but I just think the Raiders get some sort of tiebreaker.
What is the Chargers record if you have them winning the division at 12-5?
I mean, I'm just saying a record. I mean, I'd have to look at the schedules. I mean, I wouldn't have to look at the schedules. So maybe more like 13-4. That feels like a bit much for the Raiders, though. I think the Raiders are going to get better towards the end of the year. Like they do every year, I feel like. They sort of start good, then they get bad in the middle of the season, and they sort of turn it on towards the end of the year. I think they'll just be good throughout the entire season, get better towards the end. So maybe more like 13-4. But I don't know if the Chargers are as good as you think they're going to be. Just because I don't love the fact that Josh is wide receiver 3. That's not the only reason. There's a couple other reasons.
Josh Palmer is actually not that bad, though.
He's not bad, but do you want him to be your wide receiver 3 in a team that at this ceiling goes 16-1?
I think Josh Palmer, by the end of the year, will be a very viable wide receiver 3.
Okay, that's fair. Draft him in fantasy, then.
I don't think he's going to be drafted in any fantasy leagues. I think I'm going to pick him up as a free agent.
Draft him in fantasy, then.
Also, I can't name one wide receiver 3 in, like, I guess I can, but, like, they're not usually very fantasy viable, so there's a difference between being a good wide receiver 3 on a team and being fantasy viable.
I'm kidding, but I don't love the depth on the Chargers. They've got a lot of good players up front, but I just don't love their depth.
Okay, you draft, I don't know. Who do you draft? I don't know.
I'll draft anybody you say.
Draft Eddie Lacy.
He's not. Give me someone who's in the league.
And no, that does not mean Leonard Fournette.
A good joke. Law, get it because he's fat.
Because he is.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah, actually, I haven't seen the picture, I guess. Or is there even a picture?
I don't think there is a picture, no.
Oh, well, better than that James Harden picture from that one time. That was terrible.
Yeah, but he was wearing a fat suit so he could get traded.
Is that actually true?
Yes. Yes, it is true. But I will go ahead and end this podcast now because I got to go to sleep because I got to get up in like 6 hours. not really, but like 7. And I know that's near doctor's recommended sleep, but I need more sleep than the doctor recommended sleep. So I will leave you all with this this warning. Beware of the AFC West. They're all very good teams. Anything you want to say? It's got to be a